Yes, Steve. One of the most obvious changes when a person first walks in will be that of noticing a brand new security system. And this was put into place between the holiday season, over the holiday season. We're pleased with this. One of the things it means for the user is that it's much more easy to come and go. With the old system, you walked up and had to pass your materials around to the person working at the desk. With the new system, that is no longer necessary. You just check your materials out and you walk right on out. It's a much more efficient system. It's a much more aesthetically pleasing system, and we're just happy that we were able to put it into place.
Now, how does the system work? What is it? What's it called?
The brand name is 3M Tattletape. It's the system that is currently the only one being sold to academic libraries across the country. If my memory serves me correctly, systems like this going into academic libraries, 3M has 96-97% of the business at the moment. We evaluated other systems also in the process of determining what to put in, and it did not take us long to concur that the other 96-97% were correct. All of the materials are treated, and it's part of the new process that makes it what we call a full circulating system rather than a bypass circulation system. What it means is that there's a sensitive marker in each of the volumes, and at the time the materials are checked out, the materials are simply desensitized, and that permits the material to go through the system.
Now, if somebody were to carry out something that wasn't sensitized accidentally, deliberately, what's going to happen?
What happens is that an alarm goes off at the gate, and there's a sign right there saying, if the alarm sounds, please return to the circulation desk. And our approach is that someone forgot to check the material out, because that generally is what happens. And every once in a while, a certain configuration of a briefcase will set the system off. It is essentially a false alarm-free system. But we have one particular type of briefcase that will set the system off. One of our faculty members has a briefcase like that, and one of the gentlemen on our own staff has a briefcase like that. And the 3M company is interested in buying one of those briefcases to take back and work with in their lab to work toward making the system even more false alarm proof.
Sounds like it's a lot less hassle for everyone involved.
Yes, it's working well. We're pleased to have it in, and the response from the user has been very positive.
And is this done with state appropriation?
This was done with a one-time capital appropriation last fiscal year, and that's how the expenses were covered.
I understand you're also going to be putting in you're going to be putting in some new ways of checking out books that will be a lot simpler, less hassle-free.
Steve, of the changes that are coming along, and in an information access environment, there are many changes coming along that are just going to be of benefit to students, faculty, researchers, people in the community. But of the changes coming along right away, none excites me more than going to this automated circulation system. One of the reasons for that is because it is a university-wide automated circulation system. The materials we have are going to be able to be called up in Anchorage, in Bethel, at the three university sites and the 10 community college sites. We're going to know what's in the other libraries. And what this means most directly for students coming in is that the process is going to be over standing, filling out circulation cards manually. Be able to come up with your student ID and a barcode and be on your way. This is a system similar in concept with what the Borough Library uses, that's correct. The system we're putting in place has some differences. All circulation systems have some differences. There are a number of them that are commercially available. The one we're using will be tied into the university computer network, and that excites us a great deal. We'll be having a separate system, but we'll be using the communication lines. We'll be borrowing some equipment on a temporary basis from the computer network, running it on one very superb software package that we're buying back east through the Virginia Tech system. It's a software package that has been acclaimed as being the most solid on the market, and all of our tests confirm that. And from our perspective, we couldn't buy a better system even had we not predetermined that we were going to be using Hewlett-Packard software in order to work with the computer network here. So the pieces of that have fallen together beautifully. And from our perspective, it's so much more than the ability to very simply check out material. The system for us is a four-part system. One addresses a very obvious need of more ease of checking out materials. The second part is what we in library terminology refer to as our online catalog, ability to call up and know exactly what you have in the building. Third is an intense process we have underway now of collection development assessment. We have a software package that will be running on this system that will help us to assess the strengths and weaknesses within our collection, no matter what the format of material in the collection. This is a process that is being adapted state of Alaska-wide, and it is forming the basis for a collection development assessment project in the five northwestern states. The fourth component, then, of this new system is assisting us with the development of our own databases. We build a number of databases. A bibliography of Alaskana is one. The Alaska Union List of Serials is another. Our Oral History and Traditions catalog is another. And all of those databases that we build are going to be part of this comprehensive automated network that we're going to be putting in place. The motivation came because of the real need to make it more workable, more efficient for checking out material. But at this point in time, we have the capability with the hardware we have and with the software package that we're buying to operate the other three components as well.
Any idea when this will be online?
UAF is piloting this university-wide system. The hardware for it will be located here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And our piloting effort is scheduled to begin fall semester. At the moment, it appears as though we're on schedule. And this kind of a game, schedules do tend to slip. I'm optimistic still for the beginning of fall semester. If not, then certainly by the beginning of spring semester. It's a massive system to put into place, and we just have tremendous cooperation from our colleagues and peers university-wide.
Sounds good. I've jumped around. Are there any other questions, any other details that you'd like to mention about what's going on in the library?
Shut that off just a minute.
Sure. Comprehensive Information Center.